This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Aboriginal elders and community members will lead Melbourne's Pride March for the first time this year as a way to highlight the faces and voices often forgotten about in Australia's dialogue around LGBT identities. Gay Aboriginal man Mark Nanup initiated the move, saying that Pride in Melbourne this year will be a significant moment for queer members of the Aboriginal community who are often left out. In a recent magazine interview, he said that people that have little or nothing to do with Aboriginal people will see both him and his LGBTI peers leading Melbourne's Pride March, and it will help them understand that Aboriginal people do have a place in the LGBTI community. And over in Western Australia, a Year 12 student has started a petition urging his Catholic school to allow him to take a same-sex partner to the Year 12 ball next month. 17-year-old Mitch Sanzone created the Change.org petition, which currently has nearly 2,000 signatures, to fight for his right to be recognised as equal by those in charge at his WA school. After initially being told he couldn't take a partner, Sanzone took to Facebook to air his grievances, where parents and friends encouraged him to do something about it and start the petition. Australia's Senate is currently undertaking public hearings around the government's draft marriage equality bill, prompting the religious leaders to add their support for marriage equality. Religious groups from multiple Christian faiths have implored the Senate to find a way forward to achieve civil marriage equality for every Australian. As part of their support, the religious leaders have created a national joint statement, which they have submitted to the Senate as it deliberates the draft legislation. Anti-Trump women's marches were held around the world over the weekend, with a number of high-profile celebrities showing up to voice their support. Acclaimed actress America Ferrera gave a standout speech about LGBTI rights at the Washington DC march, saying, "We will not ask our LGBTQ families to go backwards." Ferrera also said if Americans stand together, steadfast and determined, they could stand a chance at saving the soul of their country. And anyone looking up the White House LGBT page shortly after Donald Trump was sworn in found only a smiling photo of Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Then a few minutes later, the page was gone altogether. While his predecessor Barack Obama was in office, historic LGBTI gains and hard-won rights were highlighted on the page, including same-sex marriage becoming legal in the country. However, when the term LGBT is searched on the White House page now, no search results are returned. And an ex-boyfriend of George Michael has come out claiming the singer was actually a chemsex drug user and that his death may have been a result of his drug addiction. The ex-boyfriend and Michael were a couple for 9 years from 2004 until 2013. Speaking to the UK paper The Sun, he claimed that the star was addicted to GHB, a drug that some gay men use to enhance their sexual experience. A report into the impact of LGBT-owned businesses on the US economy has estimated that they contribute to around $2.7 trillion to the US economy. The study was conducted by National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, which also found that average LGBT enterprises were in business for at least 12 years, far above the national average. It also found that the number of non-white LGBT business owners continues to increase annually, now at over 17%. And in Ireland, the lifetime ban on Irish gay men donating blood has been lifted, allowing men who have sex with men to donate if they've abstained from sex for 12 months. Before this week, the blanket ban prevented gay men from donating blood, but after the Irish Blood Transfusion Service made a number of recommendations to the Irish Health Minister, the changes were put into place. The amendment is now in line with countries like the US, the UK, Australia, and Canada.
Thanks, Matthew, for QNN Sport. I'm Chris Tate. LGBTIQ sports commentators in the United States are asking what impact the newly inaugurated President Trump will have on women's and LGBTI sports. There are currently laws protecting gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender athletes and students. Last year, their Department of Education stating that schools are required to allow transgender students to compete on teams that match their gender identity. Since then, Republicans have challenged the interpretation of that law. The question remains what impact a Republican presidency and Senate will have on these protective laws and the wider LGBTIQ sports community. To Australian news, the Victorian Police Soccer Club, VPSC, and Melbourne's only LGBTI soccer team, the Melbourne Rovers, battled it out on the field for the inaugural Pride Cup as part of Melbourne's Midsummer Festival. The match was an initiative of the VPSC to recognise and celebrate the strong relationship between Victoria Police and the LGBTI communities. Despite a strong effort by both teams, the Rovers prevailed, winning the game 3-2. For QNN Sport, I'm Chris Tate.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.